So we are in Siman Resh. We're in Siman Resh on Talit. So the topic is providing tzedaka, or taking tzedaka from non-Jews. Okay, so there's two Gemaras that are the focus of this issue. Both of them are quoted in the Beis Yosef. So the Torah says, "Asuli Yisrael likach tzedaka migoy b'far hesyam." When it's not permitted to take tzedaka from a guy publicly. Okay, so let's just go to the Beis Yosef. So miperek zem borer. So this is like the third parak of Maseches of Sanhedrin. V'chasfu a riff, a parak of Bava Basra. And the riff quotes in Bava Basra. Amar Rav Nachman, ochle dover acher psulim le'edus. That's what the Gemara there says. That if you eat, well, literally, you eat something else. So dover acher is normally a euphemism. So you eat a euphemism for something not kosher, you're psul le'edus. So Rashi, it's going to quote Rashi in a minute here. Yeah, that ochi davar acher is actually referring to makabli tzedaka min hagayim, that you eat, that you collect tzedaka from non-Jews. So honey mili, the Gemara says bifarhes. You have al bitzina lo, but if you do it privately, that's okay. Which sort of tips us off that's not talking about eating not kosher food. He says bifarhes ya nami lo amran el de efshar li zune bitzina v'kamavazi nafshi bifarhes ya. About lo efshar chiyusa. He says, and even if it's the issue of publicly, that's only if he could get it privately, and instead he is publicly makes a big deal about it. He could have been private, but instead he makes it public. But if he's not able to live otherwise, then we'd say that it's mutter. Okay, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says one is not permitted if it's given out publicly, but if it is necessary somehow, so then it would be permissible. And he quotes Rashi there, El Chidamar is referring to this idea of collecting, and Rashi adds in the Havi Chil Hashem, because there's a Chil Hashem involved, and includes these other Rishonim that say so as well. Fine. So that's Aleph. Beis, this quotes, the second is the second Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, although it's already, you see, it's moving on to a slightly different topic. This is a Parakan of Baba Basra, Ifra Hormiz Ime de Shvur Malka. So there was this person named Ifra Hormiz, who was the mother of Shvur Malka, who was a non-Jew, who had some kind of relationship with the Jewish people, shows up in the Gemara every once in a while. So Shadra Tes Dinre Lekami Drebi Ami. So she...
Tough dinner.
Yeah, she sent 400 dinners, which is more than it's 391 more than nine dinners. Lekami Drebi Ami was sent in front of Rabbi Ami. Velo kabilnu, and Ravami didn't take it. So Shadrine kami de Rava, instead he sends it to Rava, v'kabilnu, and Rava took it. So Shama Rabbi Ami ikbit. So Rabbi Ami heard about this, and he was upset about it. So Amar biyivush kitzira tishaberna. He says that you have a Gemara, the Pasuk tells us in Yeshaya, that let the harvest wither and break. That's what the Pasuk is. So Kolomar, so it adds in, this is not the Gemara, but Kolomar kesha yichle zchus shemiyad umus olam v'yivesh lachluchis maisit tzedaka shalem az yishperu. That when there's the merits of the non-Jews of these nations have run out, so the tzedaka that they did will keep them from breaking. So there's some kind of, so what, so now we are seeing what the issue is. Rashi, first of all, the Gemara Sanhedrin talked about that there's some kind of Chil Hashem involved. And then at this point, there's another additional reason that you're giving them Zuchuyos, that somehow they're getting merits off of this. And those merits, you're going to be holding back the Geula, you're going to be holding back something because of the merits that they have in Stukka that you've accepted. So Varava, so that's why Ravami was upset at Rava accepting the money. So Varava, why did he take him? Mishum Shalom Malchus. But he accepted because of in order to maintain good relations with the government. So Rabbi Ami, I mean Mishum Shalom Malchus, the Bay Limiflaginhu Lani Rabbi Ami as well, not Mishum Shalom Malchus. But he should also, Rabbi Ami also has concerns about Shalom Malchus. So he says, well, the Bible of Flagina Limiosolom. He says, yeah, okay. We should take the money, but then we should distribute it privately, quietly. We'll give it out to non-Jews instead of Jews.
What was the last thing?
You should give it to non-Jews instead of Jews. That way we're not benefiting directly from the...
Take the money from the non-Jew and give it out to non-Jews.
Right, meaning there's some kind of fear that if the king shows up and says, here, take this check, and you say, oh, no, I'm not taking it, so that's a problem. That's going to look bad. So you take the money and you give it to non-Jews instead.
Mm-hmm.
So Rabbi Amid Ikbid Hu Dulo Saimi Kami. And that's what Rava did actually. Rava gave the money actually to non-Jews. So why was Rabbi Ami so upset? Sorry, I was upset to Ikbud, who he was makbid the low Simon Kami, because he didn't know about it. He didn't know the whole story. But both, it's from that Gemara, it seems to say that if the non-Jewish government comes along and gives you money, so you should direct it to non-Jews in order to avoid this problem. So the truth is, we've seen two problems. One is this Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, which Rashi calls the problem of Chil Hashem, and then there's this additional concern of maintaining the zechuyos of the non-Jews. Now, you can remember that the issue of maintaining the zechuyos of the non-Jews is only in the context of accepting money from a king. Right? It might be that if it's, that the private individual isn't that issue. This is just the potential Chil Hashem issue. The Gemara there tells another story as well about the Amid Yishvar Malka who sent money, and they used it for they used it for Pidyon Shvuyim, but that was for an explicit purpose. I'm going to read that as well. So V'dag D'Isei Suhas, we have another Gemara over there. Yimid Yishvar Malka Shadra Arnaka, this is two dafim earlier, but Shadra Arnaka the Dinri Kamid Rav Yosef, she sent this money in front of Rav Yosef. Amr Lahavi L'Mitzvah Rav, she said, use it for a good mitzvah, a big mitzvah. So Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kama Ayin, my mitzvah Rav. Of Asik Tahayin Pidyon Shvuyim. So Rav Yosef sat around, he's like, oh, what's this big mitzvah? Oh, it must be Pidyon Shvuyim. Right, we had that Gemara before. So V'chas of Rashi, Rashi adds in, Dahinai, right? Mishum Shel Malchus. That was also, he accepted because of the Shel Malchus concern. Revelo Efshalon Lechalkon Laniyagayim, and it wasn't able to give it to the non-Jews. Why? The Asur Lignuv Das Habrios. Plus, you're not allowed to do Gnevas Das. But Filu Daitel Shel Goy, even of a non-Jew. Right. So yeah, problem. So why did he just give it to non-Jews as well? Because that would have been Gnevas Das. Okay. What about the previous Gemara? About the most Hamislachus Laniyim in Gnevas Das. He says no, because if it was just going to be given out to non-Jews, that's not a Gnevas Das concern. Why? Dinu Nami Yad Yishisur Ragim Lefarnis Haniyagayim. Because Jews always give money out to non-Jews, so it wouldn't be like if you give money to a Jew, distribute it to the poor. So some of that money is going to end up going to non-Jews. But if you give the money to a Jew and say do a big mitzvah with it, so then the assumption is that it wouldn't be going to non-Jews, and therefore he needed to use it for Pidyon Shvuyim. If you learn in Gittin, right, Refarnis Haniyagayim, when you show me. That's also we provide food for Goyim along with Jews because of Darkei Shalom. The Tosfos agree to that. And then there's one more comment that Afal this Gemara in Erechon Afal Gav the Hasan Lohaya Shalom Alchus Hasan Time Mishum the Havi Kimo Korb. I'm sorry, skipped something. Moses Kimo Tosfos because who had the Kabel Meahu Taya the Nod of Shrag Levei Kanishta that they accepted from some guy that he gave money for the candles in the shul. So they took money, candles from a non-Jew for the purpose of burning them in the shul. I assume it didn't come one of those tall glass containers with a character on the outside. Right? It's just a stam, which was a big deal, right? We see in the Yom Kippur cut, right? We thank the people that gave the money for the lights in the shul. So we should also thank the people that set the lights in shul. So v'had the kama me'ahi tied another shragel of ekanish to parakam the erchin that afal gab the hasam lo ya shalom malchus that even though there the wasn't the Shalom Achus issue. Hasam time, the reason they accept the money for a shul, mishum da habi kmo korban. Because that's like accepting a korban. Vermin ishish l'rabos goyim. Shinodurim darim v'nedavos ki yisrael. That goyim also provide, make these nedarim and make these commitments of donating to the Beis HaMikdash. Korbanos of Amadivri Aposkim shalom chilek adavar nira shem servim the Rav Yosef nami shavui goyim padavahem. But according to those that don't make this distinction, they assume that it's like Rav Yosef also that he gave it to. It's the same thing as along the lines of giving to redemption. Okay, but we have several. So there's the idea of not accepting any money from non-Jews. We just heard the entire Beis Yosef here, and it came up with a couple of exceptions to the rule. Number one is
in private.
Number one is in private. Number two is if it's completely necessary. Number three is if it comes from the government to distribute it to Goyim. Number four, well, for the purpose of Shalom Malchus, if they explicitly say you can't distribute it to Goyim. And then the other one is for the purposes of Shuls.
Okay? And Pidyon Shvuyim.
Well, Pidyon Shvuyim was, it's really Shalom Malchus, right? They said you have to take it. And, all right, what are we going to do with it? We can't give it to non-Jews. They'll find out about it. They'll check the tax receipts. So instead, we're going to do that. But that was really a Shalom Malchus concern. The Drisha here at the bottom of the page, if you go to the left column here, where does it start? On page Nun Vav, right? The bottom of the page is a Drisha, two columns, Resh and Dalet, right? Aleph.
Yeah.
If you go to the second column, top line and second column. Yes, how is this possible? What does this mean? That if there's a prohibition to take it, why all of a sudden is it mutter to take it if you're taking it privately? So he says, V'had the kus of asur li Yisrael likach saka me'akum b'farhesya. Right, this idea, you're not allowed to take it publicly. So mashma dibitzina mutter l'kabal yimenu. That it's permitted to take it privately. V'hacha ka'amar. So how does that work? The dafka la nie akum v'lo la nie Yisrael. Hol sheyesh lo schus b'kabalas Yisrael. He says, but here we're saying the reason is because, when it comes in the second case, when it comes to accepting the money from the government, so there it says, well, what do you do with it? You give it out to non-Jews. Why? Because we don't want them to get the schus of a Jew being able to get that money. Right? So if we're concerned about a Jew getting the schus, we're afraid about the non-Jew getting the schus of Jews getting the money, so then it should, why should it matter whether it's public or whether it's private? Right? They're still going to be getting those zechuyos, and in fact, we'll make a case they'll be getting more zechuyos, right? Because we've learned before that in terms of the hierarchy of giving tzedakah, it's better to give it privately than it is to give it publicly. So, thus?
Right.
Yeah, so Nira Lachalik, so the Drisha says, all right, I'll give you the distinction. Even though the non-Jew is going to get a merit, he says, yeah, but in this case, the Jew is getting hana from it. Right, the Jew is benefiting from it. So yeah, all right, the non-Jew will get get some merits. He deserves the merit, all right? I'm benefiting from the tzedakah that he's giving. So, okay, well then what's the farhesia, the why only do it privately, not publicly? He says, aval, hagabai, says that's the case of talking about a gabai, she'in la'atzmo hana b'kabbalah somimenu, because he's not going to get any hana from it. So in the case where a poor person is getting it directly from the non-Jew, so he's getting hana, so the fact that he's getting hana outweighs the concern of the non-Jew getting zechuyos. But a gabbai tzedakah who's not getting any personal benefit from it, so therefore that's going to be a problem. Therefore, you shouldn't give it to the poor Jew, because he's going to cause merits for. Therefore he shouldn't give it to a Jewish person, because that's going to cause merits for the non-Jew by way of the other person who's going to get it. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that seems to talk about that by non-Jews it happens to end up being sin because they get and indictment by it, but here there is going to be merits nonetheless, and therefore we should limit their merits. Okay, but what's the Drisha answering? So Drisha says, yeah, I'll tell you the distinction why are you allowed to accept it privately? He says, oh, the privately, that's talking about going to a private individual. Mm-hmm. Private individual is allowed to get that money because he's going to be getting the benefit from. But just the stam give merits to a non-Jew, so that's something that's inappropriate. There is this, like, shailatos.
So giving to a gabbai would...
Giving to a gabbai would be a problem, but he's not benefiting from it. There is this challenge. I mean, what exactly is the problem? I mean, like, what exactly is that pasuk? I mean, I just say, oh, we're going to extend their reign somehow. Mm-hmm. So does that make it an Issur D'oraisa? Does that make it worse than everything? Does that make it not so bad? Like, what exactly is that issue? So the Drisha is attempting to make that chiluk. Okay, yeah.
But even to go through the gabbai, the young is still benefiting, just not directly.
Yeah. That's the Drisha's answer. I don't know. I hear. I mean, you're the one going after it. So if you need the money, so you should be. Then you have the right to give him merits. But if you don't need it, so then it's not a valid exchange or something. I don't. You're not the only one that has problems with it. Taz is going to have problems with the Drisha.
Is this the concept of extending the goals or something? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I mean, that's something like that. Yeah, we're going to extend their rulership. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see them make specifically about the gullus itself, but yeah, that seems to be the challenge.
So what about the Christian organizations?
Okay. Hold on, let's go. So let's go to Shulchan Aruch itself. So in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in Simon Reish Nun Dalit, also a very short Simon, only a couple of things here. Okay, so in Simon, so it says, Asher Yisrael litol tzedaka min ovi kilchavim b'fer hesya. One is not permitted to take tzedaka from a non-Jew publicly. V'im inu yachol achayos b'tzedaka shel Yisrael, and but if you're not able to survive by the Jewish tzedaka, v'inu yachol litla min ovi kilchavim b'tzina ha-reizem mutter. And you can't take from the non-Jew privately, that would be mutter. So it seems the Machaber seems to be laying out two heterim, right? Well, both of these are heterim. If you need the money, you can take it publicly. And if you're somehow not so desperate for the money, you could take it privately. Now, that's a bit of a challenge. Like, why would... So one of the other answers to why that is okay is somehow having to do with bikuach nefesh. I mean, we said before, why is it that you're allowed to take it privately? The Drisha gave his answer, but the Rishonim on that Gemara seemed to say that, yeah, it's permissible because of some kind of bikuach nefesh. Now, it doesn't sound like it's real bikuach nefesh, so otherwise, all these things would be permissible, right? So, it's, you know, when it comes to tzedakah, it's hard to say when do you become bikuach nefesh. I mean, you need the money. You need the money so in order to survive. So, it sounds like that would enter into, I mean, I'm not sure... The threshold for pikuach nefesh for being makel when it comes to accepting staka might not be the same threshold as getting into a car and driving on Shabbos, right? It might be considered different thresholds there. Okay, but what's the issue here? So let's just do the next one also, and then Beis is sar obi kochavim sheshalach mamun liYisrael. If you have a non-Jewish,
you skip the first two words, melech osa.
Oh, really? Oh, it doesn't say Melech Osar in mine. Okay. All right, now I'll take your word for it. So, Melech Osar Ovi Kuchav Shashalach Lamun Yisrael, who sends money to the Jews, Litzaka, Ein Machzir Naso, don't return it, Vishim Shal Machlis. And give it to poor Gayim. V'seiser privately, k'deshelo yishma asar. And privately so that he won't hear about it. I might hear about it later, you go through an audit, but you'll be able to defend yourself for what we said, based on what we said earlier. Yeah, well, what do you mean? Or not. I mean, we give plenty of money to non-Jews also, and just gets absorbed and sent out. So says the Rambam, v'yishurim v'yaseh behen mashet tziva lo emotion. Some say, no, you should do exactly what they tell you to do. V'chol zeh dafka kishenosin mos letzdaka. That's only if they give money for tzedaka. Aval im minadvim davar leveis haknes. So they give something to a shul. Makal mehem, that you could accept from them. Aval lo min hamumar, but not from a mumar. Okay, so that is
a Jew.
Jew would be right, an apostate, right? Okay, so the Taz here says Taz. Both of them, both the Shach and the Taz, say you can't do this because it's a chil Hashem. Okay. Comes the Taz and Beis and says, Aval Yisrael, and he gives it to a non-Jewish poor person, Aval Yisrael, lo, don't give it to a Jew, d'chsid b'yibush katsir tishbarena, that's that pasuk in Yeshaya, that you're, when as the, don't provide for the wasting wheat. Perish kishi yachal achluchas zuchus shalom v'dikachavim az yishabreiru, that when you can hold away the moist from these chuyus from the non-Jews, then it will break. So Vakashi, yes. Wait a second. I don't understand. In the Reisha, we said that at least Bitsina you could accept it. Right? So how can you accept it? Uvidrisha hikshazeh. The Drisha asks that question and answers v'teirat shiyachra makabel, that a yachid who gets it kivet shehu nenem mutter, because he's getting it himself, that would be permissible. Aval gabai she'en lo hana asur ligram zchus lo vikol chavim v'shvil hana sachir. Right? But a gabai who's going to take the money, he's not going to personally benefit, so it's inappropriate for him to give the merit to the non-Jew if he's not going to be personally benefiting from it. So it says the Taz, as we were wondering, the whole thing is about extending the Gullus, so what? Because you're benefiting from it, we all have to suffer, right? We're going to be stuck in Gullus longer because you wanted to collect this money. So Venir Ali, so the Taz says, I'll give a separate answer. She'ein shayach b'yibush kitzira, ella kisha ovi kochavim mechavin dafka lani Yisrael. He says, this is the difference. He says that pasuk in Yeshaya about not prolonging the galus, the galus will only be prolonged if they specifically wanted to give it to a Jewish people. right? Now, this isn't going to solve the Christian problem, but that's what the Taz says. That the problem is, if they're giving it specifically to Jews, that's a problem. Right. Oh, because that they're respecting the Jews, so therefore that gives them a greater schus. Like the Shur Malka case as well. That she knew that the money would be going to non-Jews with a Jew. That wasn't the case. It would have been Gnevis Das, which isn't allowed. As we point out later on with the other Gemara. The main point was for Nei Yisrael. And that's why he was upset about it. Because of the Pasuk. As opposed to the first case, where the non-Jew, it says Kavana isn't Dafka to a Jew. Elohu mitzad tavo rachman. It's because he himself is a rachman. He himself has mercy. Al kena poshet yad ein zez chus gadol. Therefore, somebody who puts out their hand, that's not such a great schus. He's just giving it to a poor person. He's not giving it to a Jewish poor person per se. And therefore, it's not going to cause that problem. That's what I think is the main thing. Okay, so that is the... So you have a sort of a machlokas here, drisha and taz. How to understand that sort of stira? Meaning, if it's such a terrible thing, why is it permitted to do if it's done private? Why is it permitted if it's done privately? So the drisha's answer is because there he's accepting it for himself, and the taz's answer is because he's not specifically giving it to a Jewish person for the purpose of giving it to a Jewish person. So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. I forget the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. Oh boy. Did I like make a turn in the car and everything? Yeah. Right. Feeling it might be in the back seat, but okay, in my car. Oops. So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, we'll say is about that, he points out that there's a Chumra and Kula to both of these positions, meaning the Drisha and the Taz, right? You could, both of them, for instance, if you're Gabbai Tzedaka, but you're not necessarily recognized as being a Jew, right? So the Taz would say it's okay, and the Drisha would say it's not okay. As opposed to if you were personally accepting it, but they clearly want to find a Jewish ani to give to, right? So then, according to the drisha, that would be okay, but according to the taz, it would not be okay. So those are two possible heterim that are out there, right? So accepting, if a Jew is collecting money on the street, so okay, they're collecting money on the street. They collect from non-Jews as they're walking by, just as they collect the Jews. Probably a non-Jew just as likely to give to them, they'd give to any buddy collecting money on the street. So that sounds like that would be pretty safely okay. But it doesn't answer the large amounts of money that is heading into Israel today. So there is a couple of other kulas that are out there. The main kula, and this perhaps is the one that permits those things, goes as follows. So the Aruch HaShulchan asked this question. He said, the Aruch HaShulchan, remember, was living in the early part of the 20th century, or the late part of the 19th century. They were collecting money from all over the place. He says, "Ve'ein litmoa al mashen nagu l'kabel belushim pikpuk." He says, and don't be in wonder that fact that our minhag seems to be accept the money and nobody seems to raise any shilas with it. Devadai kivin shadulchek rav mutri. He says, first of all, we're living in Russia. There's no Lithuania. Nobody has any money. Things are very difficult. So we fall under that category of being Dochei Gadol. Ba'od is Ba'od, and then we also have this Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, the Rambam records this halacha in Hilchos Malachim, the end of Hilchos Malachim, along with his discussion of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And he says there, Kasav Perak Yud Malachim Din Yud. Right, ben Noach sheratza lasus mitzvah mishar mitzvah satorah. Just the regular, this is after discussing what the Sheva Mitzvah Noach is, this is not in Hilchos Tzedaka, right? This is just out there. After it discusses the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, the Rambam says, and the ben Noach who wants to do any of the mitzvos of the Torah in order to accept the k'dei l'kabel schar, in order to accept the schar from it, so we're not going to keep him from from doing it kalacha. We're not going to keep him from doing it. V'imhivi ola, makabim imenu. And if he brings an ola, korban ola, we'll accept the korban ola. Nasan tzedakah. And if he gives tzedakah, makabim imenu. We'll accept that from him as well. V'yirali shenosin osa l'anil Yisrael. And the Rambam says, so what does he mean by that, right? So it appears to me, says the Rambam, that he means that not only will we take the money, but we'll give it to Ani Yisrael, right? That's right. However, who knows me Yisrael umitzvah lachayosa, right? He's being supported by the Jews, and it's a mitzvah for him to give back. It's a mitzvah for him to give tzedakah. So therefore, he would give money to Jews, and it sounds like the Rambam is not raising any problems with it.
He's being supported by Jews. This is someone who's living like in Israel. Or
yes. Ah, so that's the problem. That's the Rambam. He's a aval, but if he's an Ovdei Avodah Zara, he's not allowed to do it. He left the chul is a pretty important part. The contrast is to somebody who's an Ovdei Avodah Zara. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be Umayri. Let's just read, get to the end of his section here. Umayri bizman habayis v'shekibel alav shelo lavod avodas kolchan. So who are we talking about here? We're talking about a guy who's accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zara. V'gamata, and so too today. Ha'parnasa zemizeh v'ein b'neine Ovdei kolchan. That we're taking the money from these people, and vein beinenu, I assume, it's rubbed out, vein beinenu ovdei kochavim, and we don't have ovdei kochavim living amongst us. I mean, what is the problem? The problem is either that it's a chilul Hashem, or that it's this pasuk in Yeshaya, of the kingdoms are gonna maintain the kingdoms. So he says, if it's talking about the chilul Hashem, maybe it's a chilul Hashem if you're accepting from somebody who's an ovdei avodah zarah. But if you take the money from a non-Jew who doesn't fit into that category, so maybe that's not a problem. B is to perhaps add in that pasuk of Yeshaya might only be talking, right? It's said in reference to kingdoms, right? But specifically to a private person, maybe it doesn't fall into that pasuk, in which case you only have the Chilul Hashem concern, and maybe the Chilul Hashem concern perhaps falls away if you're not talking about an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So that's the way, that's the famous Rambam that is invoked by the Aruch HaShulchan as being a major heter. Now, two problems with terms with simply just extending it to all modern cases in Eretz Yisrael. Number one is that, yes, it might be that we would assume that a non-Jew is not an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But to say, oh, we're going to accept it from a Christian group, I'll shame Christian group, right? So that perhaps makes it a little bit more of a problem. You're accepting it from a Avodah Zarah, I mean, as opposed to from somebody who's an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The other extension is that he doesn't really quote it here.
So that wouldn't be okay.
So which perhaps makes it a little bit more problematic. To accept the money from... furthermore, the Rambam seems to explicitly be talking about a ger toshav. And we don't generally assume, while we might not assume non-Jews are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we don't, on the other hand, assume that they're considered ger toshavs. I mean, a ger toshav is, Rambam seems to be saying, somebody who's accepted upon themselves the Shem HaMitzvah they know of, and then they want to do more. So I don't think we really make that assumption and just all of a sudden include these other... Even though we'll say and we rely rely on many leniencies based on the fact that non-Jews aren't considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we don't on the other hand go ahead and say that they're Giri Toshev for if there might be some kulas that may be invoked in that way. So it's still somewhat questionable, but clearly it was the minhag. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan is recording it as the minhag and suggesting a heter for it. Now, his heter for it might also, I mean there's sort of two heterim that
and
he's
the
bringing.
The heter is that they're not really Ovdei Avodah Zarah.
That's right. He's really saying two things. One is that Dochei Grav Ma'od, and the second is that they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So it's a little questionable if you can apply either of those to these circumstances, right? Is it really Dochei Grav Ma'od for the Jewish people today in Eretz Yisrael? It's hard to make that case, right? Is it really... And the other one as well, that they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, I would question whether, when it's clearly a Avodah Zarah, whether that applies in that context. So for that reason, those reasons, right, the accepting these things is a big challenge. Apparently there is. I did a little bit of fishing online today. Apparently Rav Yashiv at some point wrote some tshuva banning, saying nobody should accept money from ICJF, right? That's ICJF, which the what's his name, Rabbi Eckstein, mm-hmm. right? So who is a YU Musmach? Said that, okay, well, Rav Yashiv said it, so we're going to reveal all the people that we're giving money to, and if you can't have it both ways. You can't say, on one hand, we're going to hold this Rav Yashiv sock, on the other hand, accept the money under the table, right? They have to be clear. That became a significant issue, a couple of years ago, about who would take it and who wouldn't take it. Even in that Tilumi world, it's questionable whether to take it. There's machlokas out there. I think Rav Avinir is against it. Apparently, from what I could tell, like Rav Melamed, Rav Blau, Rav Stav, they are for it, saying that that's been the minhag, and that's sort of extending on from the Aruch HaShulchan. The other thing I would add in, I'm not sure these things qualify as tzedakah. Different, you know, this money coming from ICJF is going to a whole lot of different things. Giving money to, you know, if they're providing welfare funds, that's a tzedakah issue. It also might be more of a case that there is kivan shedochik rav. Giving money to nefesh benefesh people, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's called tzedakah. Right, giving money so that Michael Horowitz can have a life, can have a nice life in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure I would qualify that as really being a tzedakah. It's a nice thing that they did. I would consider it more like a matana. Oh, I do have a Pesachim Tshuvos here, and the Pesachim Tshuvos here does say explicitly that matanos are okay. That they make that distinction. He talks about accepting a loan from non-Jews and accepting. Accepting gifts from a matana and accepting government grants. So that gets this section here. First of all, in terms of accepting a loan, so loans considered a mitzvah. So would we distinguish and say, oh, well, you know, well, if you can't take tzedakah, why should you be able to take loans? That's also going to give them zechuyos. So it sounds like we don't say that. First of all, they're also charging you interest probably, yeah. Doing it for their, it doesn't say it's an interest-free loan anywhere, or whether it is or whether it isn't.
The difficulty one is that matana versus tzedakah.
So hold on, right? So we come back up, so he says we're permitted to take a halva from them. And even if they say we're only lent to Jews, still, that's okay, because why are they only lending to Jews? Because they don't trust the non-Jews. But if they're giving money, if they want to give us loans, so apparently that's not this. So we're giving them merits? I don't know. It's hard, like, I don't know if we would extend that beyond anywhere we need to. He also actually makes an interesting point here someplace as well, that he says that in all these shilas, we have the right to go lakula. Here it is. That we have the right to go lakula. He says because we have the right to assume that, well, even though they might invoke a pasuk for it, really it's only a din derabanan. It's only a din derabanan when it's the right to go lekula. So to go beyond what the gezeira or takana was, he says is not really necessary to do. So maybe not accepting stukas we won't do, but we could accept loans. Then he talks about accepting presents. Why is it permitted to accept presents? Tana kol ofen sheish lutul shagoy nosim b'shvil hanos atzma v'lo shvil lehetiv liYisrael. So then it's okay. So what does that mean? This example that he gives here is, for example, he's doing it in order so that everybody else thinks that he's impressive. And therefore, it's permitted to take, from non-Jewish friends and stuff. Oh, you could take lito mechevro mebeis esek shel gayim t'micha la'argon ol yeshiva. For example, for an institution or for a yeshiva, that would be okay. That so long as we publicize it. Now, getting to a little bit of a backwards here. All right, if you're publicizing it, then it's okay. Why is it okay? Because they're getting hana from it. But then it's also for Farhesia. If it's Farhesia, that was a Chil Hashem. So somehow you have to avoid that. Right? So Chil Hashem is, so it could be that Sif Aleph, you could make a distinction, say Sif Aleph is talking about real tzedakah for Aniyim. But if it's going to institutions, so maybe one could say that that's not really qualifying as tzedakah for this purpose, meaning we'll treat it as tzedakah for our purposes and say you could count it as Meiser Ksafim, but we won't necessarily treat it as tzedakah in that if we don't get it from, that would be Chil Hashem. I mean, what's the Chil Hashem? Hashem. The Hilul Hashem is that we're not supporting our own. Right? We should be able to support our own people. Now, is it a Hilul Hashem that we can't afford to have a beautiful, base medrash with everything oak and wood and beautifully done? I don't know. Some might say that that's the opposite, right? So if you're getting money from non-Jews for those types of things, so maybe for sort of extras, so maybe that removes some of the Chil Hashem stigma. And beyond that, there is a concept in Halacha that anytime we're talking about presents, that presents are considered that there is like a give and take aspect to it. There is some machlokas in the Rishonim. I think we do assume the halacha a bit like this, that if you're boner hanah from a person, I can't get any hanah from this person, I'm not allowed to give them presents. Right? Why? Because there's going to be an exchange there. Right? They're going to treat you nicely. There's going to be something there's going to be a benefit that's going to come out of it. So somehow we would assume here as well that that if they're giving it as a gift, they expect perhaps somehow something in return. And therefore that would be a problem. He says also to collect money from the government, that's okay. So there's two issues. One is with the government. I would say it's taking government money is okay because you're paying in. Right? If you're paying in, you can take out. Right? That should be okay. But beyond that, he adds in that they're doing it. They're clearly doing it for their benefits. I mean, if a government is giving money to a certain group, it's because they have a particular interest in being in favor with that group. So that also is a long time leniency. So those I guess are the grounds for leniency. Perhaps the most applicable to the case that Joel was curious about is the. Is that A, it's perhaps a matana and not really considered staka, although I didn't really see that in the Lichtenstein in his article didn't refer to that. He seemed to come out on the more nervous end of it. I think that might be grounds to defend it. I'll just add in two more points here. Number one, there is a tshuva from Rav Yashiv on the topic. It's actually sort of a little bit off topic, where he's the title is the Tila Staka Min Hagayim, but the Shaila is about somebody who wants to he wants to publish materials from German sources, from German Rishon, like from German Rabbanim, publish their books. So he wants to go, it sounds like, to the German government to collect money in order to do so. So would that be okay? So the Rosh first comes out Lahachmir, but then he says that one has the right to accept, because this would be, he makes this distinction, right? This would be considered in that category, so we could accept those types of gifts, and this would fall under that category. He does quote the idea that they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and that together. But questions it, and I think it comes down that would be potentially the kula. Furthermore, there is a tshuva from Rav Moshe on the topic of honoring non-Jews at a banquet.
That's certainly been done before.
Yeah. So. So first, the title is "Bedavar Banquet L'Chavonas Asifas Ksafim L'Dvar Mitzvah," to collect money for a mitzvah. Imutu L'Chavu Nachri U'Bedavar Parlor Meeting Beveis Nachri L'Dvar Mitzvah. So we honor not. So he goes in the other order, and at first he talks about having the parlor meeting. He said he doesn't like that. He thinks that that's aser because you're not allowed to have. You're not supposed to commune in non-Jewish places. Okay. But he says "Bedavar Shehudim Rotem Lasos Banquet." This is in Yoredeya Simon Beis Sif Kuf Yud Zayin. So that in Ulam Kadesh Yavo Bishvilo, so why do you want to honor the non-Jews? So that he'll get a lot of his friends to come. I wouldn't say that it's Usher, based on that Gemara and Baba Basra. Because the fact that he's really doing it in order to get kavod sort of removes some of that. But he says, but he does v'mishvil tam chil Hashem shtichel lenachi, that we need the non-Jews, and that's pasul halacha. But shekavanu shehu bizarin lehudim shegamze nechshav chil Hashem harei im iefshar lechayus betzdaka shel Yisrael ve'inu yachol litla mianachri mitzina harei ze mutter. That he says that if you need it, so then the chil Hashem reason goes away as well. So therefore, it's if they can't, if not going to be able to get the money another way, he says it would be okay. But b'chol ofen hu inyan mechur, it's still considered a mechur. She'ein lahagabayim menalim shamosa mitzvah lasosa. Well, it's not appropriate to do this. Even though there's no real iser, one can make a case that it's okay. Still, you should just go around to more Jews and get them to give more money. I would point, I remember at the first year when we went to the OU community fair, remember it used to be, they had the OU dinner right after. Yeah, you went to the dinner?
Well, we were allowed to go to dinner the first
time. Right, we went.
I only went twice, but we went to the dinner. That was really...
Yeah, it was nice. I remember that was when I met Michael and Aviva the first time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were dating then. But they were on. It was like an odd thing. They were honoring this company. Like that was what that, like the honoree. It was the OU like kashrus. I'm not sure who what it was exactly. Oh, we were just getting dinner, but they were honoring like this company that they did business with. Sort of like as a model of how wonderful and easy it is to work with these people. They care so much about kashrus. But essentially, they're honoring a non-Jewish company. Now, I don't know how the money works for that. Like, you're honoring them. Or you're like, what exactly is going on there? But they did it. But one can make a case there that it's clearly to show off our kashrus standards or how, you know, that kind of thing, as opposed to bringing in money. He adds in one more line here. He says, if you need to do a banquet, le'izah nachri she'asa tov levnei ha'ir, la'karas tova ma'asha asa lehem mikfar, and not to collect money, that would be okay. You're honoring a politician. You honor a politician who's done favors on behalf of your community. So that's something on the past. It's also not really about tzedaka. So therefore, that would be okay. So it's a little touchy, I think. There perhaps is some room to be lenient. But one should be nervous about... I think there are some shilohs to be raised. About collecting money openly in a big open way from those who aren't Jewish.
So I think when he tapes off.